Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And Springboard for the Arts is a nonprofit dedicated to helping artists thrive. For over 40 years, Springboard has been connecting artists with skills, information, and the services that they need to make a living and a life. And Laura Zabel is the executive director for Springboard for the Arts. She's based in the Twin Cities area, and Michelle Anderson is the rural program director based out of the Fergus Falls area. They're with us right now to talk about how the COVID-19 situation has been affecting artists and how Springboard is helping. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, as we get into this, I think we'll just start out with a quick little education. Maybe Laura, could you just talk about what services typically Springboard provides? I know we're in a very odd situation, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but some of the things that Springboard does provide to help artists with their career trajectory.
Right. So Springboard's a nonprofit organization based here in Minnesota, and we work with artists all across the state of Minnesota, artists of all disciplines, so writers, performers, visual artists, and we provide services that help artists build their businesses. So we do business skills training, really thinking about artists as small business owners and entrepreneurs. We also provide healthcare navigation, other kinds of nuts and bolts, kind of practical ways that artists can help build their business. And then we also make programs that are about how communities connect to artists and how artists can contribute to big community challenges by asking different questions, by thinking creatively, and by engaging community members to come together and address community challenges and opportunities.
Right. Well, the coronavirus has presented a real challenge for artists specifically. What are you hearing from artists?
Yeah, the coronavirus and the cancellations and the stay-at-home order now have impacted all of us, of course, and a lot of people right now are really struggling economically. I think one of the things that's kind of interesting and unique about artists in this situation is that I think they were some of the first that really felt that impact. So many artists are contractors and freelance workers, you know, putting together a living by selling work at markets or teaching in the schools or working in elder care facilities, as well as, you know, performing their own work or making their own work. And so a couple weeks ago, when things started getting canceled, it was really sort of a matter of 24 hours and the bottom just dropped out for a lot of artists. People really went from, you know, maybe having a full spring of contracts and activities that they were counting on to support their family to having zero, with no kind of warning or runway, no one more paycheck, no severance, none of that, just all of a sudden nothing. And so one of the things Springboard does in normal times is that we have an emergency relief fund that makes small grants of $500 to artists who've had career-threatening emergencies. We typically have between 2 and 4 applications to that fund each month, and about 2.5 weeks ago, we opened that up to artists who were dealing with income loss from the pandemic-related cancellations, and as of yesterday, we have about 804 applications. So that gives you some sense of the scale compared to how it normally is.
Wow. How do you guys fund that relief fund?
It's a good question. When we opened it up to artists who were dealing with these cancellations, we put an extra $10,000 from our own budget. You know, Springboard's not a super large organization, so for us, that's a lot of money. And that was, of course, gone in a matter of hours. And then we've been fundraising. We have a page on GiveMN where people can donate to support artists in your community. And we've been working with other philanthropy and city governments even, to help support that fund. So we've raised close to $200,000 in the last couple weeks to support that fund, and our goal right now is to try and raise $350,000 to support 700 artists in Minnesota.
It's incredible. Are you still accepting applications for that relief?
Yeah, the application form is still open. We're still taking applications. It's a very simple application. So if there are artists listening who, need some help because they've had jobs canceled, we really encourage them to reach out. We have the Emergency Relief Fund. We also have other resources on our website and other supports that we can offer.
Okay. So this new normal could go on for a while. And artists, well, by nature, they're creative people. How do you think sharing of art, the distribution of art, I mean, we're kind of on an online experience right now. There's a lot of people doing Facebook Live concerts and things like that. Do you see a shift happening as far as distribution as we're, you know, looking towards possible solutions for people?
Yeah, maybe I'll let Michelle take that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about artists is that they see crises like this also as opportunities, and they can use their creativity to help people connect across this new norm of social distancing. So what has been really beautiful about this is there are a lot of artists doing Facebook Live performances just out of their living room, and kind of providing that comfort and just a break from the news. There's artists that are even thinking about people that maybe can't access online content right now. Perhaps people that live in care facilities that are feeling the, you know, loneliness of not being able to have visitors. So I've heard artists already kind of starting to think of ideas of doing performances outside of windows of care facilities, or even just playing music in on a corner, just to kind of brighten people's days and help us remember the ways that we're connected. And many of those artists are doing that just because they can't stop working, even if they're not getting paid for that work. They want to put that out in the world. And so another thing we're really encouraging other organizations to do that might have some money in other types of budgets, like community engagement, is to consider ways they might be able to hire artists during this time to help people they serve get through this, because there's the basic needs of food and shelter, of course, but we also really need those ways to connect right now and reflect on what's happening and how it's affecting us and our roles in the community.
Yeah, Michelle, your focus is really rural artists. I mean, that's who you're serving. What are you hearing specifically as far as challenges for rural people?
It's really similar, as no matter where you are doing art. I know that a couple of stories that I've heard, a lot of the artists that we work with here in the Fergus Falls area, would have normally been gearing up for a lot of summer art fairs where they make a lot of their sales. And one story in particular was just heartbreaking. A local sculptor drove all the way down to Arizona back on March 12th or so, you know, loaded up his van with all of his sculptures, had his booth set up at an art fair, and 2 hours after setting it up, they, of course, had to cancel because that was kind of the day that all the CDC guidelines came out. So not only did he not make the sales at that fair, but he then had to drive all the way back and you know, all that time and money and the labor of setting up. What I love about that story, though, is that artist in particular, his name's Carl Zachman. About a week later, he couldn't sleep, and he got up in the middle of the night, and he built a prototype for a ventilator using the U of M design that they had shared. And so what I'm seeing is a lot of the artists around here, at least, are really trying to figure out how they can be useful. And, of course, they have the skills, and they have the studios and a lot of the equipment to try to do these things. And so I believe he's talking to our local hospital about whether he might be able to help if we have a ventilator shortage.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's just and I think that in the summer in rural areas, we as a culture rely a lot on those summer festivals, and that's a time when a lot of artists get hired to perform or facilitate other types of art projects, and so we don't, the unpredictability of this is also we're just kind of in limbo trying to find out when things will start again. And so that is incredibly challenging for all of the nonprofits and the organizations that would normally be planning those and making contracts with artists to participate. So that's it's just the uncertainty is just really, it's nothing we can control, but it's really challenging.
Right. I was just thinking, the artists have really been our saviors during this odd time. I mean, we've been binge watching movies, watching live music. People are sharing poetry and we're looking at art online like we, I don't think people have done it to this level as we have in the past. And now you mentioned the man who made a prototype for a ventilator. He's true. I mean, these people are saving us. So thanks for trying, doing what you're doing to help them. And I want to remind people to go to springboardforthearts.org. That's where you can find a link to that Give Minnesota page and help Springboard continue to support our artists. And we'll be following along and finding out how this is changing the landscape and what we can do about it. So thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Citizens of Minnesota.